Senator Linda Wilson joins me now. Senator Wilson, good to have you back.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Merry Christmas in advance. Let me ask you about this. I guess you said the good news is that Jay Inslee isn't proposing any new taxes. The bad news being what? That he's still increasing state spending dramatically?
Yes. We have about almost $2 billion in more spending this year. And about $1.1 billion of that is going to new programs. So there's a whole lot of money going in right now. It's this budget is more of the same. It's money going in to fix basically the mismanagement of misguided policies that he's been doing for years, and the taxpayers are footing the bill. So, we've got a lot of, and that's about how much the revenue, we said the revenue was going to be when we had the forecast a few weeks ago. And so here we are spending pretty much everything that's come in.
How much of that $2 billion of additional money that's coming in, from which they're spending $1.1 billion on new programs, how much of that is coming from this crazy carbon tax that Jay Inslee championed?
Well, that particular amount of money is not coming from the Carbon Commitment Act.
So the Carbon Commitment Act is on top of that?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
So... yes, a good portion, and a very little, about $332 million of the Carbon Commitment Act is actually going to the operating budget. But he spends almost that much in the Carbon Commitment Act through the capital budget. So that's an entirely different budget. So yes, there's a whole lot of money going out. And we know that that capital or the Climate Commitment Act has brought in about $4 billion over the course of this triennia that's coming directly out of the economy. And so, but the capital gains has brought in a whole lot more money. We thought we'd bring in about $250 million, and now it's about $900 million. So it is pretty much these two that are bringing in the revenue that we can use. It's just kind of being moved around.
Okay, yeah. So tell me this. Here's the thing I warn people about, because I try to look at it at a human level. If your family is doing really well one year, mom and dad are both making a lot of extra money over time or whatever it is, and you say, let's buy a new car. You buy a new car based on this year being really flush. And if one of the kids says, but dad, what happens if next year you're not making all that extra money and you now have another car payment? That's an obligation. That's like a new program where the state sets up a new program and they say, we've got all this money. We're going to start all this new spending. What happens if the money doesn't stay high, doesn't continue to go up? What happens to the state of Washington then, Senator?
Well, then that gives them the opportunity to raise new taxes. Create new programs to raise new taxes, which comes out of our pocket. So that's exactly what's going on. And when you're continuing to raise taxes and create programs that cause our billionaires to move out of state, which they contribute a lot of money toward our revenue, then that money won't be available. And we will, again, that will give them another reason to increase taxes.
Well, so, and let me ask you this, Senator. There are six proposed ballot measures for next year. Four appear to have already, they haven't officially made the ballot, but they've got enough signatures that it appears they'll be on the ballot. Isn't at least one of those to rescind the capital gains tax?
Yes, it is.
What happens when that money disappears in the middle of a budget where you've already planned to spend it?
Well, that's exactly right. There's always an issue, particularly with capital gains. It's one of the most volatile taxes there are out there. So you don't want to tie the programs to this particular tax, because most times when you need the money the most is when people aren't selling their stocks, right? It's like when the economy's down, they're hanging on to their cash, they're hanging on to their stocks because the stocks have gone down. So that is the most often when you need it the most is when it's not there. So clearly. And we also know that that particular tax is going to go, hopefully, to the Supreme Court. So that determining what may happen to this. So, that's the other thing to think about. We may have to pay that money back if it's deemed unconstitutional.
And by the way, just so people catch the sense of what this is in context, $2 billion in new spending. And I know you were encouraged by one little piece of it, and that was the money for law enforcement personnel, recruitment and retention. Mm-hmm. Out of 2,000 million, right. How many millions are going to law enforcement?
Ten.
Ten. So this is the guy who gets the $2,000 bonus, and he tells his family, I'm going to spend 10 bucks on something we really, really need.
Right. Yes, it's extremely underfunded, that particular portion in the budget. I will actually push to put a lot more money toward it. I actually tried to calculate it out, and it doesn't calculate out too much when you compare it to how many law enforcement we have, because we are, Washington State, it has the lowest per capita in law enforcement. So we don't have as many as we need anyway to address the rest of our problems.
And this isn't brand new for Jay Inslee, because if we looked at what he's proposing to spend this year or this biennium and compare it to when he came in, how much has that budget increased?
More than double. So it's right now, if this budget went through the way it is set up today, it'd be about 71,760,000 too many zeros. And then, but when he came in, it was at like 31 billion.
So it's gone from 31 to 71. It's well more than doubled. Is there any chance of stopping this crazy spending?
If we get a different governor?
Yeah. I wait from your lips to God's ears.
I'm at the table. I get to be at the table when we go through the discussions, at least through the first round. That happened last year. And we do, as Republicans, we get to weigh in on some of these programs, and we actually calculate how much it is for the cost of whatever it is, and you multiply it out. To bring perspective to it, when you get to the granular level, we actually have the opportunity to do that. And they have listened in the past, so I'm hoping, but still, when you're talking about this amount of money, spending $2 billion, that's a lot. That's a lot. And when there's no tax relief going back to the people, that's another issue. There was only one small $150 million for energy vouchers. But that was actually for him to say that he's giving back money for energy vouchers is telling us that he acknowledges that his program, his Climate Commitment Act, is actually affecting energy prices.
It is. Linda, thank you very much. That's Senator Linda Wilson from the 17th District, Clark County.